Why did the balloon pop? Why did the balloon pop? I want a deeper answer. Why did the balloon pop? Ah, I heard the word. Pressure. Where did the pressure come from? I knew you would say from the tip of the pen, you are incorrect. You're incorrect. It wasn't from me. From God. How does a balloon blow up? What does the air do that makes the balloon blow up? Expands it against what? The pressure on the outside. The only way a balloon blows up is the pressure on the inside must equal the pressure where? On the outside. On every human being sitting in this room, there are 14.7 pounds per square inch. On everything that exists on this planet that's above water, that's 14.7 pounds per square inch on anything, the chair, you, your clothes, your car. And the only way you stay inflated as a human being is because the pressure of air in you equals the pressure of air outside of you. Are you listening to me? Balloons don't burst. Balloons crush. All this pen did was change the pressure inside the balloon. And then immediately, what happened? The pressure outside the balloon did what? Crushed the balloon. Are you listening to me? I say, are you listening to me? And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let's pray. Teach them today, O Lord. Amen. We'll come back to the balloon that's still with enough pressure. Life is full of pressure, is it not?
Yes.
Come on, talk to me.
Yes.
Life is full of pressure.
Yes,
sweetie, take this for me. You're not sweetie. She's sweetie. I love you, but she's sweetie. Life is full of pressure. Listen to your pastor. I'm going to teach you today. I'm not going to do a lot of preaching. I want you to listen to me. We're still in the seventh we're still previous to the seventh seal. And John has ended each of the sevens thus far. Listen to me with a question. The question at the end of the first seven churches is, will anybody let him come in? Do you remember that?
Yes.
And the question at the end of the sixth seal is what? Who shall be able to stand? And then, Brody, there is opened up this panorama of events. the angel flying, the seal being given. And the question remaining is, will anybody be able to stand? Is there anybody who can be sealed? The text is clear. He's looking to seal those who are servants of God. Where are they? How shall they be found? How will they be identified? And then what is this seal? And why are they receiving it? But I said, life is full of what? Pressures. Elder, the pressures every day. Pressures to get to work on time. Can I get a witness? Have you noticed the traffic is getting more insane every day? And now they're talking about closing down for long periods of time the metro, which means there's going to be more cars, Uber and what they call them, Lyft, more cabs, more buses. Pressure. Just getting to work. Those of you who have your children in church school, pressure to meet tuition. Can I get a witness? Am I telling the truth? And those of us who have jobs, pressure to keep the job. Huh? Pressure coming on in the evening to have a decent meal. Pressure to make sure you still get worship in spite of all the things you have to do. Pressure. When those envelopes start showing up at the end of the month. Huh? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Would that be pressure? Pressure. When you go, you know, I just for my physical. Just for my physical. Pressure. Are they going to find something? You know, and then the phone rings. Doctor wants to see you. Oh, Lord. Is this the last hour? Is this the beginning of the end? Come on, y'all. Pressure. Pressure. You go to the car in the morning, it won't start. Pressure. Come on, folks, talk to me. Pressure. Pressure. And you come in the evening and the children haven't done anything you asked them to do. Pressure. Pressure not to lose it. Come on now. Not to clean house with their bodies. He does not answer you, Mama. He does not answer you. Mister does not answer the way you want to be answered. Pressure. That your response is that of a Christian sister filled with God's Holy Spirit. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Pressure! Be not conformed. Pastor, what does that have to do with what's going on with these seals? Was clear that the angel is looking for something. Trying to find something that can be stamped for eternity. Come on, somebody. Hey, 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 hey. He's looking for some lives that he can turn to God and say, these are ready. Take them on in. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. Open your Bible. Here's the problem. When this sealing work is opened up, and Pastor Jeff did a good job with it this morning. When this seeding work is opened up, it's opened up in the context of something. You see, the angel who's doing the sealing, everybody's listening, is told that he must do his sealing quickly because there are four other angels. Remember that? Let's read it. Let's read it. Let's read it. After these things, verse 1, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding what? Talk to me. Holding what? The four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having this seal. Verse 3, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God on their foreheads. Watch it. Watch it. The seal is introduced in the context of impending trouble. So the people who are going to be sealed are facing
pressure.
I'm going to try this group over here. The angel. Just you folk here. The angel. It's been told. Hurry! Seal them. The winds are about to blow. So after the winds blow, see, he tells the four angels, hold till the sealing is done. Then after the winds blow, those who are sealed face what?
Pressure.
Pressure. So the sealing, folks in the middle, and the sealing, folks over here, is given to people who can withstand the pressure. Now everybody ought to say amen. Oh, it gives a whole new view of this seal. The question about who should be able to stand, Silver, is a question about where can I find people who are so attached to God that they can take the pressure? For the winds that are about to blow are going to blow not just on the evil, but on the good. So the difference is not the trouble. The difference is the ability to withstand the trouble. Now, in order for the balloon to stay blown up, the pressure inside the balloon must equal the pressure where? Outside the balloon. In order for God's people to stand in the last day, what they got inside must match what's going on outside. Y'all better pray I stay calm about this thing. This thing has got me excited. God is looking for people who are able to take no matter what happens, they will not bend under the pressure. Do you see it now? Is it clear to you? Be not conformed. We'll get to that word in a minute. See, every day that you're alive, Satan's trying to burst you. You know I'm telling the truth. Trying to burst you. And it comes from all different kinds of ways, does it not? You know it does. You know it does. And sometimes it comes from unexpected ways. I mean, I'm getting up the other morning to drive my car, my faithful Acura, love my little Acura. And this light comes on. Now, this car tells me everything. And there's a light that tells me how much pressure there is in each tire. Now, sometimes I wish that thing didn't work. Just let me drive in ignorance. Telling me this tire doesn't have enough. So, how are you going to drive? It probably could make it to work, but the light is saying you need air. So I got to change my whole schedule, rush to NTB, find out why this is on, because what the light has done, it's taken from me my piece of. And see, now the cars even tell you when they need service. I'm just driving along doing fine. I don't have time. And all these lights come on. Service. Now I got to call Acura somebody, get it lined up. Just keep the lights off. Let me drive till the wheels fall off and the oil burns up. Don't tell me this stuff. It means money. Can I get a witness? Time, if they fix it right, pressure. But the angel, I didn't explain it to you now. You see it now. What's the angel looking for? People who can do what? Who, whether the car's going bad, or the kids are acting up, or the house needs a new roof, people in the last days, when the earthquakes come and the floods multiply, and the unexpected fires burn homes down, people who, no matter what is taking place, can say there is a God in heaven. He's got the whole world in his hands. I'm not going to fall apart over stuff. Not me. I know in whom I have believed. I'm able. I'm sure he's able to keep that which he's given to me. People who don't lose it. It's time for Christians to get calm. Why? There's an angel flying. He's looking for cool heads in tough times. Can I get a witness? And the Bible is clear that see, you got to understand the seal in the light of the pressure. See, the pressure is coming. The question is not about whether the pressure is coming. Trouble is coming. God needs people who can stand. Let the church say amen. Amen. Now, Ellen White says, the seal of God, the token or sign of his authority, is found in the fourth commandment. Now, immediately you say, oh, see, Pastor, seal is not about pressure, it's about the Sabbath. No. The seal is not a day. The fourth commandment teaches that the seventh day is the Sabbath, but it's the why of the Sabbath that is important in that commandment. Because the commandment says we keep the Sabbath because in 6 days the Lord did what? So the Sabbath is not just a day, stay with me, but hallowing the day brings us into communion with the Creator of the world, or should I say, the hallowing of this day brings us into special relationship with our Maker. See, the intent of the Sabbath is to help you withstand the pressure. The word Sabbath means what? Talk to me. The word Sabbath means what? Rest. You ought to come in this church on Sabbath morning cool, calm and collected. Come on, somebody. Laid all back, resting in the arms of Jesus, knowing he's got the whole world in his hand. I ain't worried. Don't need to watch CNN on the Sabbath. I'm going to try that one more time. I don't need to watch CNN on the Sabbath. I need a loud amen. Because I believe he can handle it. That's why I don't go to work on the Sabbath. I need rest. I need the Holy Spirit, watch me now, to blow some fresh air into my soul. Hey! So I can take the pressure. Because Sunday's coming and Monday's worth. Tuesday's crazy, Wednesday has no sense. Thursday is about to kill me, and Friday I can barely stand up. I need my Sabbath to give me the strength to withstand the pressure. Oh, Pastor's preaching now, isn't he? Yes, sir. I'm trying to tell you that the Sabbath is about giving you something you don't have. By the time Friday comes, you're almost flat like that balloon. Come on, somebody. Then you walk in the church, and the pastor says, God is able. You say, hey, blow me back up. I'm walking back out. I'm ready to go. So the angel, we'll talk about that angel a bit more. The angel is looking for folks who are not all knotted up. Some of you walked in church this morning all knotted up, tied up. You know you did. Folks speak to you. Happy Sabbath. You can't smile. You can't greet. You can't relax. Why? Pressure. 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 You're in the sermon with me now, ain't you? Yeah. You got it. You got it. So, how does the Bible develop this? Well, I taught you last week that one of the key things the angel is looking for is people who are decision makers. Remember that? We saw the fallacy of the bad decisions made by Adam and Eve. Genesis 3:6. Deuteronomy told us, well, go there. Put Deuteronomy up there on the screen, fellas. Deuteronomy 30. I'm on page 2 of my notes. It's 4 pages, so relax. Deuteronomy. Look at this text. This text is something else. Deuteronomy 30. I read it to you before, but I want you to see it now in the light of this sermon. Deuteronomy 30. Talking about decisions now. It's decisions, did too, that help us deal with the pressure. See, when look, folks. When bad news comes, in that moment, you have to make a decision, don't you? How are you going to handle it? Am I going to lose it? Am I going to worry? Am I going to fret? Am I going to trust God? Deuteronomy 30, 19 and 20. See it? Come on. Everybody read. I call heaven, I need you now, and earth as witnesses, come on, today against you, that I have set before you what? What? Blessing and therefore do what? Notice that our brains are so messed up. He has to tell us to choose life. That's what life on planet Earth can do to you. You lose the ability, Avondale, to know life from death. And many of us during this week made death decisions. Not life decisions. Because of the pressure. Diabetic. Went on and ate that stuff. Knew he was going to just be blown out of whack. But under pressure, you just wanted to get that thing and eat it. Just kind of take away some of the... You know the McDonald's are killing you. But you're late. Don't feel like fixing dinner at night. Stop by and get them big boys and little boys, whatever the case may be. Why y'all laughing? You know I'm telling the truth. Then your intestines must fight all night long trying to digest all that meat, grit, gristle. Toss and turn all night. More pressure now. Don't sleep a wink. Because your intestines can't take the pressure of the Big Mac. Am I speaking the word today? So the devil, folk, gets us on a roll of pressure. And if you notice, once you get on that roll, one bad decision leads to another. And so the Bible cries out, I've set before you life and death. Hey, dummy, choose life. Joshua cried out in Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. First Kings gets better. It says, hey, if Baal be God, then serve him. But if God be God, leave Baal alone. Serve God. And so the Bible is full of mind texts. Okay, gentlemen, shift down to the section of those mind texts. Isaiah 26:3. You see that? Come on, let's read it together. I will do what? I need to hear from you. Come on. I will do what? I will keep him in perfect peace. Whose? Because he? Yes, yes. In other words, one of the ways you blow up the balloon of your spiritual life, think about who? Think on Jesus. He's able. Oh, sister, y'all sung that song today. He's able. Claim it. You ain't got no money. He's able. Your kids are as crazy as you are. He's able. God is a fixer. We serve a God, Sister Pyramid, who can fix stuff. How many of you know I'm telling the truth? He can work it out. When you have no answers, he's got a whole list. Ellen White says he's got 1,000 ways you have not thought of to solve every problem. Let's read the next one, brethren. Matthew 22:37. Here we go. Come on. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your soul. Now, you know, we've been telling you, and Pastor Jeff's been telling you, that one of the issues that happened during the seven churches and the seven seals was the loss of love. And that's why we make it clear to you that the seal can't just be a day. It's a relationship. You've got to walk in here on Sabbath morning loving the Lord your God. But not just on Sabbath morning. What about Sunday? How about some love on Monday? Come on now. How about some warmth and love on Tuesday? It's got to become a way of life. That's what the angel is looking for. Romans 8 and verse 6. Romans 8, verse 6. Come on. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be is life and peace. Shh. 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 When's the last time you've had mental peace? Let me try this one on you. When's the last time you've gone through a whole day and didn't worry about anything? Am I being real? And we are Christians. We're the Christians. We ain't the bad guys. We're the good guys. And when the angels announced the arrival of Jesus, they said, "He brings peace on earth." Where is your peace? Because the pressure on the inside of your balloon must equal the pressure on the outside of your balloon. And if that does not happen, you shall be crushed by the things of this world. But I'm able to declare today, without any hesitation, that my God can give you strength you do not think you have. Joy, where you've never known joy before. My next text. Here it is. Oh, yeah, we've already got that one. Philippians 2:5. I like this one. Philippians 2:5. Come on, brethren. No, we got that already. Ah, here it is. Here we go. Let's go. Here we go. Ready. Come on. Let this mind. Now add verse 6. Come on. Verse 6. That's all right. They're great. I'm catching them off guard. I'll read verse 6. When they get it, shout at me. Philippians 2. In fact, take us down 5, 6, 7, and 8. Come on. Read it. Come on. Who, being in the form of God, did not consider it? Verse 7. Come on, brethren. 7 and 8. They can do it. Pray for them. Pray for the machines up there. Yeah. Come on. But don't need to go any further. Listen to me now. The pastor's almost done. What's the mind of Christ? Here it is. It's the mind of a servant. See, we get in trouble. I'm coming at you now. We get in trouble because we think too much of ourselves. Let me turn that around a little bit, because that's not always the case, Anastasia. We think too much of ourselves. Let me turn that around. We get in trouble because we spend too much time thinking about ourselves. Our problem isn't ego. Our problem is misfocus. See, if you look at you, then you ought to be worried. Yeah. But when you, Carl, see Jesus, the ever-loving, ever-powerful, ever-patient, has no dilemma Jesus. Our problem isn't that we think too much of ourselves. Our problem is we spend too much time thinking about ourselves. And as we look at ourselves, we get discouraged, we got problems, we got issues, we're unable, we got warts, we got this, we got that. Look at Jesus. And then think about how he feels about you. Made himself of no reputation, took on our form, Aaron, took on our form, that we might be able to stand before the Lord God. Well, let me wrap this up. Romans 7 talks about how messed up we are. What I say I'm going to do, I don't do. What I say I'm not going to do, that do I. And then at the end of that, verse 23, who's going to save us? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Here it is, Review and Herald. We are to look to the man, Christ Jesus. Look where? Talk to me. Look where? Who is complete in perfection and righteousness and holiness. Let us then take our minds off the perplexities and difficulties of this life and fix them where? That by beholding what? The word for conformed is sushimitato. It means to be morphed or to be pressed into a different shape. Don't be conformed. Don't be morphed. Come on, y'all. Don't be pressed by Satan into a shape you should not be in. The verb means to change the pressure on the inside. Now, I don't know of anything that gives me the strength to get through a day except my faith in Christ. Because I'm going to be honest with you. As a pastor of some 52 years experience, I'll be just real honest with you. There's a lot of stuff God does I don't understand. I don't understand. See, the older I have gotten, the less I try to understand God. I just trust him. When I was a young pastor and someone would lose a loved one and death, I would try to have some wise thing to say about what God was doing. Now, my sister, the Lord so-and-so. As I've gotten older, I have found the best thing to do when God moves in a way you can understand, just keep your mouth shut. Pray for faith to withstand the pressure. We don't have to have answers. We have Jesus. How you doing? Come on, how you doing? How's the pressure? How was this past week? The angel is flying. And he's looking Thanks, sweets. Folks who can hold up under 14.7 pounds per square inch. That makes a balloon a very special thing. it can take that much pressure. There's only one reason why it can, though. Why? Because the pressure inside is equal to the pressure outside. Stop letting the devil prick your balloon. Don't be so vulnerable. Fill up. Fill up with God's Holy Ghost. So when he pricks you, you just push right back and keep on trucking, Rosalind. I don't know what's ahead. I don't know what's ahead. I really don't know what's ahead. But the Bible asks, who shall be able to stand? And I want to be able to say, Lord, it's me. It's me, O Lord, though I'm standing in the need of prayer. Bow your head. That's enough preaching. Bow your head. Well, maybe. Maybe the sermon today made you realize you're about to burst. Maybe the sermon today made you conscious that there are some pressures. You know that angel is circling. God wants to fill you up so the angel can seal you. Me to pray for you about the pressure. Well, come on up here and stand beside me. I'll pray for you. Bring your pressure up here. Bring your pressure up here. Maybe a situation that has you under pressure. Maybe a relationship has you under pressure. Whisper to me, brother, you're concerned about your sister-in-law, your mother-in-law, come on up here. The balcony's not too far. Bring your pressure down here. Maybe it's the job pressure, money pressure. She's fine. Standing next to her pastor. Want the balloon? Okay, you take the balloon for me. I want the rest of you who are not coming to kneel. I want you to kneel. This is the day to break ourselves in half before God. I want you to kneel. Those who are coming down, just grab somebody's hand. Hold on to somebody. A lot of people wrestle with what they call high blood pressure. Look, I'm talking about a pressure right now that's greater than that. Some of you have never accepted the salvation of Jesus as a fact. And you're under the pressure of trying to earn God's love every day. Let me tell you, that's a waste of time. You had God's love before you were born. And when you were walking around the street with your belly full of liquor, when you were carousing in bars and joints, when you were when your head was full of heroin or dope, when you were doing the worst you've ever done, God loved you just as much then as the day you walked in church. His love is not willy-nilly. Take that pressure off yourself. God loves you as you are. Stop making your religion a pressure. Bathe yourself in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You don't have to earn it. You got it. Relieve that pressure. Father, I lift up all of us. Those standing here, those on their knees. Don't let us be morphed, conformed, pressed into an unholy mode, unholy thoughts, unholy worries, unholy words, unholy deeds, because we cannot take the pressure. Fill me with your Spirit and push the devil back. Somebody may have gotten news this week about their health. Fill them with faith. Someone may have been made very angry by something some human being did. Fill them with love. Someone just went through the end of April, facing the month's rent before the end of the first week, this week. Fill them with trust. But Lord, take and hold me, and then hold for me the pressure. We can't take it, Jesus. We just can't take it. We just can't take it. We just can't take it. Fill me with you. Keep my back straight and my mind set. That's the meaning of the seal. Those who've come forward especially ask now, they confess there are pressures. I give them to you. As this last balloon is filled with air, may you fill them right now through this prayer with the strength to face the pressure. Before I close this prayer, if there be someone who needs to make a decision today for Jesus Christ, to walk with him all the way, to join his church, just raise your hand wherever you are. Just raise it, just raise it, just raise it. Have you made the decision, young, old? Have you made the decision? The card is there. You can tell me in the lobby as you've done Sabbath after Sabbath. But today, walk out of here knowing you made that decision. You took life instead of death. Thank you, Lord. And all the people said, amen. Let's give God glory as we go back to our seats. Praise his name. Glad you came to church today.